They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that the line between genius and insanity is razor thin. Puerto Rican singer-songwriter Rosa Diaz's first full-length album, Whim, features elements of campfire love ballads, shoegaze pop, and folkloric Latin genres. Rosa Diaz herself describes it as her happy album. But her newest upcoming work was inspired by one of the most controversial figures in literature. Latino USA's Nadia Raymond went to find out what happens when you start searching for sabiduría, you might even say genius, on a dark note.
I met singer-songwriter Rosa Diaz at this year's Latin Alternative Music Conference in a large room filled with other artists. She's a petite, almost bird-like lady who wears cat-eye 50s glasses and a flower in her hair. She doesn't seem like the type of person who lived life on the edge. But then I asked her what was her latest inspiration.
My main project that I've been working on is called For Boys Who Like Bukowski, a healing album for broken men.
An album inspired by Charles Bukowski, a writer who's known as the opposite of gentle.
He just walked up and asked them to go to bed with him. I think that's very honest, I said.
Rosa Diaz is all about the messy art that was Bukowski and the mess that she thinks Bukowski made of some men. Her new project is more
about the stereotype or the ideal that men have of Bukowski. He was a late bloomer and he was working at a post office. Suddenly he's famous and his books are translated in all these languages and he's got sugar babies. And you know, that's kind of something that I guess men still want. It's a greater work about how to encourage men to heal and to not always pretend that that's what they want.
And it's a project that for Rosa became something bigger than just a record.
It's centered around the Bukowski stereotype. Broken men, lots of storytelling in the songwriting, a lot of cuss words that have to like visit some red light districts. No, just kidding.
But she wasn't kidding. Rosa really wanted to know what it was like to be Bukowski in order to write like Bukowski. So she went all method. For an entire summer, Rosa woke up every morning and put vodka in her coffee. She stayed out late. She went to strip clubs and music nights and bars. She did some things she won't talk about for the radio.
Woke up this morning, it seemed to me, but every night turns out to be a little bit more like Bukowski.
She recorded podcasts like this.
No, I don't know what kind of man you're talking about, but they're not anywhere in my...
Who's going to wash our bloomers? Wait, I don't wear bloomers. Speak for yourself.
You said
I wear boy shirts.
I wear tongs.
Knickers. Oh, wow, you're a tongs girl.
And she started to make music that eventually became this. But then, in the middle of it all, something happened.
I started getting TMJ, where your muscles in your jaw start to go out of control. And I talked to some people about it, and you know, one of the guys from one of the music nights that I was going to, he said, it's the wine. I ended up having to go to the doctor because it wouldn't go away, and it was really scary. And the doctor said it was no alcohol. It was spelled out very, very harshly. I had to take some time off from everything.
Rosa had to stop. Bukowski was hurting her. In addition to the problems from alcohol, Rosa was also not eating well, so she had to learn to be fully healthy again from scratch. It took her 3 months to get better.
Because of the excessive drinking, I lost a little bit of my centeredness, and I was obsessing a little bit too much about my own loneliness and kind of wallowing. But I started jamming with old Latin jazz guys, and improvisation was a big thing that I took out of it.
She's been documenting everything she's done on multiple blogs. She wrote one under a male pen name, but accidentally deleted it when she was drinking too much. But regardless, her first inklings of inspiration still resonate. And in some ways, she says her life and Bukowski's are connected.
A lot of his voice was something that I've been expressing myself in my writing without really knowing it. And it was really weird because, you know, I'm a Puerto Rican female from North Philadelphia. But I've had some really rough experiences. I had a really horrible accident, you know, when I was a little bit younger, and I broke my back and my pelvis. And so my writing kind of got really dark. When I started reading him, I kind of understood, yeah, this is real. He's not just writing this to say these things.
For Latino USA, I'm Nadia Raymond.